At LV, our car insurance comes from the heart. That's why we've just launched our new multi-car cover. One policy and one renewal date means it's one simple way for you to save on your family's cars. So just imagine how much you can save by insuring two, three, or even more cars with us. To get your exclusive multi-car discount from the Which? Insurance Provider of the Year 2017, go direct to lv.com. T's and C's apply.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Worldwide. Podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Back on the scene. With your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Here we go.
My name is David Pellis. I am the studio director with Raven Software, and I'm here to talk about Modern Warfare Remaster.
Hey, David, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to us about this game. So a few minutes ago, we got a chance to actually do the multiplayer, and we played a couple maps. We did some domination, and we joked around that we instantly went back to 2007. You know, it took a few minutes to figure out the maps again, but it started coming to us, but we had a blast. It was a lot of fun. So how long have you been working on this remaster?
I believe development started June of last year, maybe a little bit earlier than that. And that started with single player, and I think multiplayer followed the next month.
Real quick, so just on the multiplayer, because I've had a million people ask me this question. It's like, if you get a chance, ask, are all the maps from the original Modern Warfare going to be in the multiplayer for this?
So what I can tell you is that I share the disappointment that many people had with that initial announcement. And I think a lot of people on the team and at Activision were really looking to have a complete day one, offering. But we announced the 10 maps. We chose them based off of fan feedback, fan favorites in surveys, things like that. And that's what we're going to launch with. But what I will say is tomorrow's keynote is going to be very important for any fan that might be disappointed at the 10 maps at launch. Our boss, Eric Hirschberg, has a great announcement for everybody, and there's going to be even more information shared throughout the weekend, including the panel that's on Saturday at 3:30. So a lot more details coming about Modern Warfare Remastered this weekend. Unfortunately, I can't steal his thunder, so I'm going to let him answer those questions
tomorrow. All right, cool. And how was it working the campaign also for this game? How was that for you guys?
This was probably a dream project for us. When it first was brought up as an opportunity, there was no hesitation. We jumped all over it. And it really quickly became, okay, what can we do and who can we work with on it? And that's when we immediately reached out to IW because they were the original creators and they have all that knowledge and we were able to soak in. We partnered with Beenox. We partnered with Certain Affinity on the project as well. They've done a fantastic job. Raven's role in single player was really setting the bar visually, art direction, visual effects, all of that, so that the other teams can kind of push up to what COD fans expect. And, you know, they have done a fantastic job. We're really proud of the work that they've done, proud of the work that our team has done, and we're really excited about the single player offering, the campaign in particular.
So, again, with this being a remaster, and we all know how popular this game, and it literally set modern multiplayer shooters to where we are today. So speaking on that, when you go back to do this remaster, are the bugs and the glitches that may have been apparent a decade ago still in the game now, or did you go in and try and resolve any of those issues? Or let me even say it better, would you want to resolve those issues or keep it exactly the way people remembered it?
Oh, you're killing me. I was about to say the same thing. So our number one design pillar was to maintain the integrity of the original game's experience. And what that means is that things like timing, you know, how long it took you to mantle something, we needed that to be the same. So we didn't want to automatically make that faster. And then now it's faster to move through the level and those players that are familiar with it wouldn't feel like it's right. It wouldn't feel Modern Warfare. So we maintained the consistency in the timing, but that also meant there are a lot of exploits and hacks, and I've been playing this game now for almost a decade. So these are things that we were very well aware of. So, yes, we've made things that you could exploit, like by getting out of the world and coming back in. We did look to close those off.
Okay.
But there are a ton of like skill jumps that you can only get to if you skillfully navigate the level. We didn't take those out, and we left those in intentionally because if you're a player from back in the day, you're going to remember that you can jump up on top of that that metal beam and then jump to a little peg that's on the side of a building. We left that there. And you're also exposed up there. So you're only going to get a couple shots or a couple kills at best, just like you did back in the day. But we felt that that was part of the fun of it. And we kept that in.
Okay. And then when we go into kill streaks and the weapons, all of those are untouched.
That's
from
right.
What they were originally.
That's right. Now, there's that integrity of the gameplay experience was completely necessary. And that meant the kill streaks. That meant that, you know, 357, right? You're not changing that. It feels really good. It still feels really good. But we wanted to emphasize a lot of the improvements in not just visual fidelity, because you can see that by looking at a screenshot or watching the videos, especially the ones that are going to come out from COD XP this weekend. But the audio's been upped, and we've got a lot more character. You can see all the character models have been redone completely. All of the animations have been reworked. There's a ton of stuff that went into this game that wasn't in the original, but they're all there to emphasize and improve the experience that was already there. We're not looking to change it. We're looking to just make it feel better.
Is there anything new besides that?
There's a lot new.
Yeah, like what?
Now, I'd love to talk about a lot of this. Yeah, I think that you guys will be happy with some of the new additions that we've got coming into the game. I think it's going to make it feel a little more modern so that the offerings don't feel like a skeleton of a current gen game. It's going to feel like a very complete experience.
Okay.
Well, maybe you can answer this one or not, but I'll just throw it out there. Yeah. So as far as, you know, now that Xbox Live is advanced since then, PlayStation Network, things like that, esports is obviously a big thing now. Any chance that we'll see any features added to this remaster that can help the streaming crowd, to help the esports crowd, you know, to bring back the remaster and make it more relevant for today's audience?
What I can say today is that we absolutely believe that esports is the future for our industry. And you can see it today around us. You can see the COD XP, the COD Championships. It's a very, very big deal. So I think it's safe to assume that we are thinking along those lines. But I can't announce anything today. But I think people are going to be excited about kind of what we have to bring in the near future, as well as in a few months out.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Well, again, this is one of my all-time favorites. So I was very excited to get a chance to go back and revisit this. And it was something like I even told Danny while we were playing, because he asked me, he goes, were you looking for any enhancements or improvements to the environment? And I was like, no. I go, honestly, I just went in and played and had fun. And I think, good, end of the day, that's what matters. You know, I had fun playing this, and it really brought me back to 2007, and it was a blast. Awesome. So you guys have done a fantastic job, and I can't wait to get my hands on this. Can you talk about the early, because there's an early access for this, right?
There is. So if you pre-order or pre-purchase the game, you can get, for PlayStation, you can get the whole campaign 30 days early. And that's awesome. So you can be playing the game. You can actually go through the entire campaign, and then you're ready day one
to
kick it right into the multiplayer. So I think that's a great offering, and you know, I think fans are going to really enjoy that time with the campaign, because if you think the multiplayer is good, and I'm happy that you do, because I firmly believe that it is too. The campaign, we went to a whole nother level visually. And you'll see a lot of the stuff that comes out of COD XP this week, specifically the campaign stuff, in my panel for sure. But I think even in the keynote tomorrow, I think it's going to blow you away.
One bonus question on that then,
sure,
because my memory's fuzzy. That was 2007. I know the multiplayer was 60 frames per second at the time. Was the campaign 60? And
that's
is it now?
That's a really good question.
Is it now? I guess that's the better question.
I wish I had an answer for you.
Okay.
I don't know. I know that the multiplayer definitely is.
Yeah.
There's no way we're sacrificing that.
Right.
Yeah, that means everything. You know what? Let me look into that. If you guys give me your contacts, I'll let you know.
Oh, right on.
I'm not
Sounds good.
To hide it. I just don't know.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, again, thank you. Thank you for your time. We really appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks.